the largest auto insurer in Illinois is sounding a warning about thefts of catalytic converters from autos. A catalytic converter is a device that helps reduce emissions and make sure carbon monoxide doesn't come out of a tailpipe. State Farm Insurance spokesperson Heather Paul says theft of that particular auto part was already one of the biggest trends in the last several years, but in the last year, the increase has been startling.
Just in 2020, we saw an increase of 318% in the amount paid compared to 2019. So we literally paid over $18 million for over 9,300 claims. Just in the first 6 months of this year, we've already paid $21.4 million for over 12,000 catalytic converter theft claims. And the trend, as it continues to go, will probably going to very easily have a historic high in the amount of those thefts.
Where are these thefts happening? Mainly urban areas or all over the place?
Because it's so easy for thieves to remove, it does not take them long to do it, and they're targeting urban as well as rural areas, basically anywhere that there's a vehicle. And unfortunately for some people, this may be a trend that they've seen not just once. We're seeing people that have had 2 to 3 catalytic converters stolen, so their vehicle is clearly being targeted.
What do the Illinois numbers look like?
Illinois is ranked for State Farm 5th in the nation for catalytic converter theft. Just in the first 6 months of this year, we've already paid nearly $847,000 for 590 catalytic converter thefts. We're close to what we saw for last year alone. We'll definitely surpass it by the end of the year, what we saw last year. So it is rising.
It's been an issue for years, so why the sudden acceleration in claims and incidents?
Certainly one of the reasons that we saw was with the pandemic, you had a lot of people that may have been out of work looking for alternative ways to make money. We also saw an increase in the amount paid in the aftermarket or the metals market for, in particular, 3 different types of valuable metals that are in catalytic converters, which are platinum, rhodium, and palladium. Those 3 metals, we saw an increase in the amount in the metal market of what people were paying for those. We've seen that increase, and we're seeing it continue, so much so that the Illinois State Legislature is currently looking at an amendment to their vehicle code to increase the due diligence that those in the auto parts market and metal market need to do to try to reduce this particular trend.
What extra diligence should metals reclaimers have to take that you want the law to change to reflect?
Well, some of those that we're wanting them to do is be able to keep better records, you know, who they're purchasing from. There's even talk of potentially having engraving of VIN numbers on catalytic converters to be able to tie it back to the vehicle. But even establishing fines for buyers of these types of metals, if they are knowingly engaging in this fraudulent practice, is something that our General Assembly in Illinois is looking at, as well as 18 other states.
State Farm Insurance spokesperson Heather Paul urges car owners to park in a well-lit space and consider surveillance systems. She also says some vehicle models can have metal plates installed over the catalytic converter to make it tougher to steal.